We're just worshiping this morning. And I hope that you come this morning just like we sang with just thankful hearts. I know as you walk into the church, I know that people come from different places and you come with different mindsets and different hearts, but we are praying for you this morning that your hearts would just be full of thanks, that you'd come in with open hearts.
就像刚才诗歌唱的，我们真的是希望不管你带着什么样的心情，在什么样的境况来到教会，我们都能有一颗感恩的心。
I want to start out this morning by sharing with you the aim of our church family for 2015.
我想先和大家分享一下我们 OCC 今年的目的目标。
Here's what it is. If you could go to the next slide so that people can see it, okay? It's transformation to be Christ-like for the benefit of others.
我们中文的生命的今年的目标是说生命更新，主里合一，见证基督。英文的是生命更新，见证基督，造福他人。
I know that there's actually a lot in that statement, but for the year, that's kind of what we're going to be focusing on.
所以我们今年实际上是要注意力要放在生命更新上。
And if by the end of this year, our church family can look back and identify some areas where we've been transformed by the Spirit, then we can praise God.
如果岁末年终的时候我们能够回首2015说我们确实在这些方面上生命得到了更新，那我们就可以赞美主了。
If by the end of 2015 you can say that in some ways that you surrendered to him more or that you submitted to him more and through that God worked in your life in some areas where you look more like Jesus Christ, then that's a win, that's a victory for us.
如果岁末年终的时候我们回首2015，我们可以说我们过去的一年在这几方面我降服顺服了神，神也因此在我心里做了更新的工作，那我们使我们能够更像基督了，那我们就可以夸胜了。所以我们今天要讲的就是生命更新。雨果的著名小说《悲惨世界》讲的就是一个生命更新的故事。
Les Miserables has been made into a play and into a movie, a musical and a movie.
这部小说已经多次被改编为舞台剧、音乐剧、电影。
Probably many of you know the story.
可能我们大多数都很熟悉这个故事。
Well, in the opening scene.There is a peasant, and his name is Jean Valjean.
这个故事开始的时候是嚷嚷嚷，一个农民。
And Jean Valjean has been just released from prison. He's been in prison for 19 years.
他刚刚服了19年的刑，监狱里蹲了19年，刚刚被释放出来。
He was sent to prison for stealing bread for his starving sister and her family, and then remained in prison.For much longer because of his numerous attempts to escape.
他起初被判入刑的入狱的原因是因为他给他家人和妹妹将要饿得要死的时候去偷了面包，但是之后刑期不断加长，因为他数次越狱。
And when we meet Jean Valjean in this story, we meet a man who is angry and bitter.
所以嚷嚷出场的时候是一个非常愤怒、非常充满苦毒的人。
He is a man who's physically free from the bars of prison, but who is still imprisoned by his hate.
所以他身体虽然已经被释放了，他的心却还是被困在对世界的仇恨当中。
And you can feel it in the book, you can see it in the movie. He has just a hate for the world.
所以在电影，如果你看了小说和看了电影，一开场他出来的时候是一个非常愤怒的人。
In the opening scenes, he can't find any inn that will take him in as he's freed from prison. He's looking for a place to stay, and he can't find any place because he's got a yellow passport which indicates that he's an ex-convict and no one will just take him in.
所以他出狱的时候他的身份证件上面是黄色的表示他是曾经是一个囚犯所以没有他找不到一个住的地方。
And finally, a follower of Jesus Christ, a bishop named Bishop Mariel, gives him a place to stay.
最后是一个主教，一个基督徒，一个主教，Mariel 主教，给了他一个地方住。
He welcomes him in with the warmth of Christ, and he feeds Jean Valjean, and he gives him a place to stay, and he just welcomes and he sits with him and he talks with him.
他真的是凭着耶稣的爱，接纳了，让给他吃，跟他谈话，给他地方住。
And in the middle of the night, they go to bed, and Jean Valjean gets up, and he's been eating off of the silverware, and he knows that there is silverware in the cabinet where he is staying at the bishop's place, and he steals the bishop's silverware.
半夜，让起床。然后把那个主教餐柜里面所有的银餐具都偷走了。
And the bishop wakes up in the morning and he sees that the silverware is gone. He knows that Jean Valjean has stolen the silverware.
主教早上起来的时候发现餐柜空了，就知道让偷了这些餐具。
And it is not soon after that the police find Jean Valjean. They catch up with him and they know where he's been staying and they know.Where the silverware is from, and they return him back to the bishop and where he was staying.
那很快，让就被警察抓住了，然后警察就把他带回到主教这里来，因为他们知道，他在那边住过，而且银餐具也是从主教那里偷走的。
And it is one of the defining moments in Jean Valjean's life.
接下来就是让生活中最重要、最关键的一刻。
The police bring him back to the bishop, and they return the silverware. They know. They're like, we know that he was here. We know that this is your silverware. We've caught him red-handed. This is your stuff.
所以警察就把那袋银餐具还给主教，说：“嘿，我们抓住了他，他从你这里偷的。”
And Jean Valjean knows it. He looks rejected. He knows that he's been caught. He knows that he is probably going back to prison.
让也知道他确实偷了，所以他也很沮丧，准备好再回监狱。
And so the police bring him before the bishop, and they tell him, "Okay, we've got him. Here's your silverware back." And then something strange happens.
就在这个时候，奇怪的事情发生了。
The bishop says, "Why didn't you take the candlesticks with you? You know, see, I gave this silverware to him."
那个主教说：“嘿，让你为什么不把这个银烛台也带走呢？我把这些银餐具送给你了，你怎么忘了把这个银烛台也带走呢
？”Jean Valjean, so good to see you. Why didn't you take the rest of the silverware with you, the ones that I gave to you?
你为什么不把其他的我这些都送给你了呀？你为什么落下了这个银烛台呢
？”And the police believe the bishop, and they leave Jean Valjean and the bishop together alone.
所以警察接受了这个主教的说辞，让就没有再进监狱。
And Jean Valjean is stunned and broken.
让完全惊呆了。
Fully expecting to go back to prison, fully knowing that he's been caught.
他完全准备好了回监狱。
It's the first time he's ever experienced grace in his life.
这是他一辈子第一次经历了恩典。
It's where he knew fully what he deserved, but instead he received a free gift, a gift that he was not expecting.
因为他完全明白他罪有应得，应该回到监狱，但是他却得到了一个免费的爱的礼物。
You see Jean Valjean's heart break down. You see some change, some shift in his heart happen.
让坚硬的心被打碎了。
It was grace that changed his life.
恩典改变了他的生命。
And the bishop says to Jean Valjean, "I give you back to God."
那个主教对让说：“我把你还给上帝。”
And from that day forward, as you kind of walk through the story with Jean Valjean, you see a man who is.On the journey of transformation.
那之后就是让的生命更新的过程。
And though you see blessing, you see him benefiting from his own transformation.
他自己当然得益于这个生命更新的过程。
You see that the transformation is used and he begins to bless others. He begins to show others that same grace, that same kind of love that was shown to him.
但这个过程中我们也看到他开始通过他的生命更新来造福他人。
We see it through the story again and again as he sacrifices his, as he lays down himself, as he sacrifices himself for others.
他在故事当中一次一次的为他人做出牺牲。
But namely for a young girl named Cosette, who he treats like his own daughter.
尤其是 Cosette, 他把她养大视如己出。
And he ends up, he lays his life down for her.
最后为 Cosette 献出了自己的生命。
See, our transformation to be Christ-like is for the benefit, it's for the benefit of others.
所以我们在基督里的生命更新也是为了造福他人，是荣神益人。
And the passage that we're looking at this morning reminds us of this truth, okay?
我们今天要读的经文就会提醒我们这个生命更新的意义。
We're looking this morning at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, so if you like to follow along in your own Bibles or on your phones, you can.
我们今天要读的经文是哥林多后书五章14节到21节。
But before we actually read the passage, before we get into the passage, I want to give you just a little bit of the backdrop of this passage.
那我们读经文之前，我想给大家介绍一下这个背景。
Because again, I tell the students, I tell the youth, and tell everyone, when we look at scriptures, it's so important that we understand what the author is saying. And again, what the author is saying is so much determined by the context of the passage.
所以读经的时候知道背景资料我们就能更好地理解作者为什么要说他说的那个上下文的意义。
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, leading up to our passage, Paul is looking to persuade the Corinthians of the legitimacy of his ministry.
在这段经文之前的哥林多书信里面，保罗一直要跟要证明他的侍奉的正统性。
And the reason why he is looking to convince the Corinthians the legitimacy of his own ministry is because there are other preachers preaching a gospel who are telling them, who are indicating to the Corinthians that Paul's ministry is not legitimate.
他之所以要向哥林多教会证明自己侍奉的正统性，是因为当时有其他的讲员讲道的人指责保罗，怀疑质疑保罗侍奉的正统。
And throughout the letter, as he's writing 2 Corinthians, you can hear him talk about these preachers.
在整个哥林多后书，他时时提到这些指责他的讲员。
2 Corinthians 3:17 says, "You see, we are not like those hucksters, and there are many of them who preach just to make money." We preach God's message with sincerity and with Christ's authority, and we know that the God who sent us is watching us.
此哥林多后书二章十七节，保罗说：“我们不像那许多人为利混乱神的道，乃是由于诚实，由于神在神面前凭着基督讲道。”
Or 2 Corinthians 4:2 says.We reject all shameful and underhanded methods. We do not try to trick anyone, and we do not distort the word of God. We tell the truth before God, and all who are honest know that.
哥林多后书四章二节，保罗说：“我们乃将那些暗昧可耻的事情绝了，不行诡诈，不谬讲神的道，只将真理表明出来，好在神面前。”将自己鉴于个人的良心。
These preachers who Paul was speaking about had several things against Paul. They were conveying several things to the Corinthians in the area that was saying, I just don't think that his ministry is legitimate.
这些讲员有指责保罗侍奉的不正统性，他们有几个方面的指责。
And so they were pointing out to the Corinthians.A few things. They were highlighting a few things of Paul's ministry.
他们告诉哥林多的人说：“嘿，你们看保罗有几件事情，说明他的侍奉不正统。”
One is that they were saying that Paul was not a great orator. He was not a great speaker.
第一，他们说保罗不是一个很好的演说家。
And it's true. Paul has even said, he even says in the scriptures, I'm not a trained and skilled orator.
这是真的，保罗自己也说过，我不是一个训练有素的演说家。
You know, and again, I laugh. I know that there's a place in scripture, I think I've mentioned to you before, where Paul is preaching, and then one of the young men, you know, just falls asleep when he's preaching God's word.
那个圣经里面有提到保罗演讲的时候，有一个年轻人甚至睡着了，摔倒了。
So it's strange for me to think that Paul was not a great speaker. He did not give very powerful messages when he spoke.
是不是很奇怪？保罗不是一个很好的讲员哦。
And in Corinth, oratory skills were highly valued.
哥林多的人非常崇拜会演讲的人。
Skilled rhetoric and the ability to persuade were so highly valued in Greek culture that there was a goddess, you know, there was a goddess of persuasion. That's how valued it was in Corinth.
希腊人非常尊崇修辞学和演讲术。希腊神话里甚至有一个女生叫佩多，是劝说劝导的女生，也是结婚的女生。
And on the other hand, the preachers in the air, they were talking, they were sharing, they were giving messages. They were skilled in rhetorical skills. They had letters of recommendations from other churches, and they took pride in this. Look, we are skilled. Paul is not. There's obviously something here that's missing in Paul's ministry.
所以这些很演讲有术的人呢，就说你看，我们是训练有术的，修辞非常学得非常好的演说家，我们有其他教会的推荐信，而保罗呢不会演说，你看，有问题吧。
And Paul would also preach for free.
而且保罗演讲不收钱。
The preachers in the area would take pride in how much they were supported for their messages.
那其他的讲员呢是收钱，而且身价越高越骄傲。
And last was another thing was Paul's suffering. They looked at Paul's ministry and they said, look how many times he's been jailed, look how many times he's been prison, look how much, there's an indication in scriptures that Paul had some sort of physical ailment, some sort of physical weakness.
另外他们说你看这个人混得多惨啊，身体也不好，有各种各样的苦难。
Obviously, God does not have favor on this man because look at all the trials that he's experiencing. Look at all the ailments that he has. This is obviously not a man who's been picked to give this message, so there's just this comparison that's happening.
你看这个人贫病交加的，如此潦倒，明显的上帝没有眷顾他。
And last was Paul's hesitancy to use the more flamboyant gifts like speaking in tongues in public.
另外最后一点呢是保罗讲到的时候不喜欢用花哨华丽的辞藻，也不用方言讲道。
He resisted this because again he was more concerned with the building up of the church, and he said, look, speaking in tongues is to worship God. That's for me, but what about the church?
他不愿意用方言讲道，因为他认为如果我或许从神那里得到了方言的恩赐，但是那对教会又有什么裨益呢？
And so the preachers in the area were saying, look, this guy is he's not a great speaker. He is preaching for free. He has a lot of physical trials. He doesn't display what we would think some sort of spiritual power that would be displayed in him, like speaking in tongues. And you're choosing this guy as your authority?
所以那个哥林多的那些讲员就是你看这个人也演说也不咋地，又贫病交加的，然后演讲还不收钱，然后也不会用什么方言讲道，没有显出什么神通啊。
But in seeking to persuade the Corinthians of the legitimacy of his own ministry, Paul makes one of the most profound few statements of the gospel in all of the New Testament.
在这个我们要读的经文里面，保罗为了要向哥林多的教会解释自己侍奉的正统性，写下了几句整个旧约当中可能是最深刻的一些话。
So look with me, picking up in verse 14 of chapter 5, 2 Corinthians, he says this, "Whatever we do, it is because Christ's love controls us. Since we believe that Christ died for everyone, we also believe that we have died to the old self we used to live."
在哥林多后书五章十四节，保罗写道，原来基督的爱激励我们，因为我们想，一人既替众人死，众人就都死了，并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。
Verse 15, he died for everyone so that those who receive his new life will no longer live to please themselves. Instead, they will live to please Christ, who died and was raised for them.
我们已经读过了十五节。
Yes. So Paul is talking about why he does what he does.
保罗这里在告诉大家他为什么侍奉。
What is it that propels Paul to persuade others to work so hard to persuade others of the gospel?
是什么激励保罗这么努力的要传福音呢？
He's continuing his argument. He's saying it's not the money. It's not making a reputation or a name for myself. It's not taking pride of the rhetorical skills.
不是为了钱，不是为了名，也不是为了炫耀自己演说的才能。
What propels Paul? What motivates Paul? What causes him to work so hard to share the gospel is the love of Christ.
激励保罗传福音，催逼他去传福音的是上帝耶稣的爱。
You see, because like Jean Valjean, Paul remembers his life before.
像冉阿浪一样，保罗很清楚地记得他在接受基督之前是什么样的人。
Paul remembers that he used to make murderous threats. He used to breathe murderous threats towards Christians.
他曾经对基督徒发出死亡威胁。
He remembers that his life, the goal of his life was to find other Christians, was to find Christians, to go get them so that they could be persecuted, so that they could be taken down.
他曾经活着是为了去找到基督徒迫害他们。
He remembers who he once was.
他记得他以前是什么样的人。
But then Paul also remembers. He remembers as he was going, as he was hating Christians who represented Jesus Christ. He remembers that moment.
但他更记得在他还恨逼迫基督徒的时候。
He remembers being on the road. And he remembers Jesus Christ coming down and connecting with him and meeting with him like he has never connected or met with God before.
他还记得在他还是罪人逼迫基督徒的时候，在去大马士革的路上，耶稣向他显现，他和耶稣有了一个连接，他从来没有和上帝有过这样的联系。
And coming to the realization that Christ died for all.
他还记得他那一刻意识到基督为所有的人死了。
And again, you can remember the same. You can do the same. If I were to ask each of you in your seats to remember, and some of you can think further back, and some of you it's fairly recent, but you can remember and you can recall what was my life like, to remember what it was like before I knew Jesus Christ.
我们也可以回想得到我们在信主之前是什么样的境况。对我有些人可能是很久以前的事情，有些人可能是最近发生的事情。
Maybe you can recall your mindset and the direction that you were going, the relationships that you had, how you interacted with people, how you saw yourself, how you view God before you had that first connecting point, that first interaction, that first experience of grace that you've ever had.
可能我们还可以记得我们在第一次经历神的之前生活的是什么样子，我们和人的关系是怎么样的，我们和神的关系是什么样的，我们正在走向什么样的方向。
And we know here, as Paul says, when, when we allow, when we first allow that love to enter into our hearts, and we get into a relationship with Jesus Christ, and since He died for us and set us free, what happens is when we identify Him, we die to our old selves.
我们可以像保罗一样，记得当我们敞开心扉，接受耶稣的爱，和耶稣建立一个个人的关系的时候，我们就会意识到他为我们死，他已经把我们从最终释放出来，我们可以和他合一，因为他已经为我们的老我死了。
The scripture says since he died for everyone, that we also died to our old life.
圣经上说，因为他为我们的罪死了，我们的老我也和他一起死了。
And since he was raised from the dead, when he was raised up, and again we see this picture every time we have a baptism, when we're raised up, we also identify with that new life that comes into us, and we have that new life as well.
就像我们每次洗礼看到从水里面站起来的时候，就像一个新生命复活升起。
And what begins to happen when we have that new life is that something is changed from our very core.
当那样的新生命进入我们的时候，我们的最核心的地方开始发生改变。
And just like the character of Jean Valjean, who when he was touched by grace for the first time,something inside him was awoken and was beginning to change and transform. That's what is happening with us with this new life.
就像让让第一次经历了上帝的恩典的时候，他内心深处被触动，被触摸，他的新生命开始出现。
And just as Paul was profoundly transformed when he met Jesus Christ on the road, Paul was living a new life.With an unflinching desire, with a desire this was his goal in life to persuade others of this gospel.
就像保罗在大马士革的路上被上帝得着的以后，保罗就开始了一个新的生命，他就坚定不移的用余生去传福音。
And you know, sometimes it's easier. I mean, we read about stories like Jean Valjean. We look at scriptures, and sometimes it's easier though when we see someone around us that has this new life, that we can see their old life and then we can see the new life.
如果我们能够在我们生活当中见到一个活生生的例子，我们可能会有更贴切的感受。
This morning, I have invited Randy Leon to share with us. Randy, could you come on up here?
今天我想邀请 Randy 梁上来跟我们大家分享他的生命更新过程。
Randy, I've known Randy since I've come here for about 8 years, and Randy and I have done a lot of youth ministry together. And some time ago, he shared with me his story, and I just wantedhim to have an opportunity to share with you, the church family, his story.
Brady, thank you and appreciate the opportunity to share how God has worked in my life. I grew up in a Christian family. My parents immigrated from China, not speaking the language. They worked a Chinese laundry, raised three kids, sent them all to college. Growing up, went to Chinese Bible church and learned the Bible stories. Had a decent foundation, I would say. In my high school years, I drifted away. Sunday football was more appealing to me. And I went off to college, majored in business, had a finance degree, worked as an accountant for a short time, away from church. Married an unbelieving, a beautiful lady, physically. You know, sought out to make my fortune. had a fair amount of success. We had two restaurants at the time. And in the world's eyes, my friends would say, boy, you've got it made. You've got a good business going. You've got a beautiful wife. She was a fashion model and, you know, very attractive lady. Acquired assets, fancier cars, bigger house, bigger TVs. There was no end to that pursuit. But there was an emptiness, a void that was inside. So I went back to church. I started meeting with our pastor, and in that process became born again. And truly life-changing. My old friends noticed I stopped cursing. They noticed a change of behavior. The same things that appealed to me no longer appealed to me. Shortly thereafter, my world came tumbling down. I found out that my wife was having an affair. The business that we've grown experienced some severe difficulties. So the two most important things in many men's lives, their family, their work, crumbling before my eyes. But I realized that during that difficult storm, Christ was there. He carried me through that time. I was able to love my wife that was having an affair with unconditional love. Still trying to reconcile, sending her flowers in the face of adultery. How can one do that? In my own strength, that is not possible. You know, through God's grace and power, that unlimited source of power, you can do what humanly you cannot do. Unfortunately, she went on to divorce and remarry. But that period of time, I realized that there was nothing lost by putting forth the effort. My two young daughters at the time witnessed that attempt and that sacrifice. I would later remarry, and God had blessed me with a godly wife, had two more children, and life carried on. You know, clearly, I realized that in the middle of the storm, you cannot see and understand why God allows these things to happen. But you know, with that experience, God has placed countless men to cross my path, to be able to encourage them to put forth effort in reconciling their marriages, their struggles, in sharing with them that they have much more of an opportunity than I did to try to make a go of their marriage. So in hindsight, I can see how God allowed that to happen, to allow that change in me to have a change in priorities and focus, and in not pursuing the worldly things. And such a blessing to see how, you know, God can transform me in that way. You know, again, I reflect back and see how it was before and how it is now. Many of the material things may not, you know, be the same, but you know, it's you can't take it with you anyways.
It sounds like even before there was a challenge in your marriage, trouble, and even before your restaurant started going down, that something prompted you. You said you had a background in church, but something prompted you to kind of pursue God again. What was that? What was it that like caused you to I mean, you weren't experiencing so much trouble at the time.
No.
Or,
no.
What was it that caused you to go back?
Again, it was a void and mm-hmm. emptiness. Mm-hmm. You know, as they've said, a God-shaped vacuum that only God can fill. Mm-hmm. You know, that was missing. Mm-hmm. That personal relationship with Christ wasn't there.
Yeah.
And it, again, pursuing the things that may satisfy, the material things may satisfy for a short period of time.
Yeah.
But it would fade.
Yeah. And obviously, as a follower of Jesus Christ, it wasn't, because you experienced, you went back to the Lord and you were kind of experiencing that void being full of Him, but it certainly didn't spare you from, you had a lot of, I mean, there was a lot of trouble in front of you. I
sure.
mean, losing
sure.
Your restaurants and the trouble in your marriage. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't that following Him just, you know,
yeah.
all your problems went away, but it was more like...
Again, nowhere does it, you know, God promise us to, after we accept Christ as our Savior, after we commit our lives to Christ, it's not guaranteed that life will be a bed of roses.
Mm-hmm.
And it certainly hasn't been for me. But, you know, without a doubt, you know, my mother lived to age 91. Mm-hmm. You know, a long, long life. I'll be blessed if I reach 10 years close to that. But mm-hmm. compared to eternity,
yeah.
it's a drop in the bucket.
Amen.
You know, and it, again, as you allow Christ to work in your life, as He will put people in your path to make a difference in their lives, mm-hmm. as Christ uses you in that way, there's no greater fulfillment.
Mm. Amen. Thank you for sharing with us, Randy. Very much appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you, Brent.
Yeah, can we encourage Randy? And Randy's an example. His life is an example of you know what it means to be slowly in the process. Randy would be the first one if Randy was still up here. He'd be the first one to share with you. I mean, he's not done yet. You know, there's still areas that he's growing or still falls short. He'd be the first one to share that with you. But he's in the process. He's in the process of becoming more like Christ.
在基督徒家庭成长，但是高中的时候远离了神，开始追求世俗的成功。他生意变得开了两家餐馆，然后娶了一个服装模特儿做太太，一切都很顺风顺水。但是他心里面觉得很空虚，所以他又回到神面前，和与神同行。但是在那之后，他的生意出现麻烦，婚姻出现问题。但是这整个过程当中，他的生命并没有因为世俗的问题而被拉下来，反而他的生命更新继续进行。然后这个生命更新的过程从来不是一个立即完成的这个过程。Randy 弟兄可能会马上第一个告诉我们这个生命的更新过程还是现在进行时。
You know, so I can see, in my times, Randy, I can see his heart, and I can see God, God moving, and I can, particularly he's got a heart for the younger generation, and I can see that it's so apparent in him.
所以我一直看到，上帝在 Randy 弟兄的生命里动工。他的生命在不断地得到更新变化，尤其他对下一代青年的施工有很大的负担和爱心。
So church family, like Randy, and like the Apostle Paul, let it be a sincere heart, and let it be Christ's love that propels us in our ministry, right?
所以弟兄姐妹们，让我们真的是从Paul 的例子，从 Randy 弟兄的例子，提醒我们，我们做一切事情都是应该出于真诚的心和耶稣的爱。
Paul says it's having a sincere heart before God, or he says whatever we do, it is because Christ's love controls us, or Christ's love urges us.
所以保罗一直说，无论我们做什么，是因为基督的爱在激励我们。
So let it be you know, like when Randy is touched, when he thinks about his own story, or when Jean Valjean was touched by grace, let it be that kind of pulling from that love that you experience. Let that be the motive.
所以让我们有那样来自基督的爱，那样那个改变了 Randy 也改变了嚷嚷的那样的基督的爱来激励我们。
You know, whether it is preparing for a Bible study, or whether it's volunteering in the children's ministry, or whether it's welcoming people or serving food on the line, that's what we, the motive, what we want to propel us in our ministry is that what we've experienced, the love of Christ that we've experienced.
不管我们是在做什么样的事工，不管我们是在准备带查经也好，准备饭食也好，在儿童施工帮忙也好，做招待也好，让我们能够记得是耶稣的爱在激励我们。
I've been sharing with the youth ministry that we've been wanting to have welcomers. You know, like on Sunday morning we have welcomers and welcome people, and I just share with them. What I want to radiate from you is just that same grace that you've experienced, even in a handshake or in a smile or just a welcome, that people can know the love of Christ that's in you.
我在青年施工，我们一直在讨论要不要开始也设招待，就是在主日的时候，有人进来的时候去欢迎他们。我就一直说，我们要把基督的爱在我们每一个微笑、每一个握手里面表示出来。
Well, once Paul gets start talking on the gospel, there's no stopping him. I don't know if you read a lot of his letters. Once he starts going on the gospel, he just continues on the gospel, even though he is kind of making a case still for why his ministry is legitimate. He just kind of moves into the gospel and the consequences and the changes that come from the gospel.
保罗一旦开始讲福音，他就没法停止。
Paul just begins to describe what happens when God starts to transform us.
接下来经文里面，保罗就描述了上帝开始在更新我们的时候，我们的生活当中、生命当中会发生些什么。
If you go to the next slide. And he begins to talk about this starting in verse 6. So this is what begins to happen once the gospel takes root. At verse 16 says this: So we have stopped evaluating others by what the world thinks about them. Once I mistakenly thought of Christ that way, as though he were merely a human being. How differently I think about him now. Go ahead.
所以在哥林多后书五章十六节，保罗开始描述生命更新以后会有什么样的不同。他说：“所以我们从今以后不凭着外貌和或说不凭着肉体认人了。虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。”
And then here it comes. What this means is that those who become Christians become new persons.They are not the same anymore. For the old life is gone, and the new has begun.
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。
So one of the things that happens when we receive this new life is that we have a new lens through which we look at people.
所以我们一旦得到了新的生命以后，我们的眼光就不同了。
I brought some of my favorite glasses.
我们有了一副新的眼镜
right.
Right. 这是我最喜欢的眼镜。
We have a new lens. These are like 60s glasses, right? They're pink. I see you guys in a whole new light, right?
这是60年代很流行的粉红色的眼镜。
So we just begin to see once the Spirit comes inside of us and lives in us and gives us that new life, we don't use the world standards.And values like we used to.
So, 一旦基督的生命进入我们心里，我们有了一个新的生命以后，我们就有了一副新的眼镜。也就是说，我们不再用世俗的标准和价值来对待别人、评判别人。
We begin to see people in the light of the love of Christ and the grace that we've experienced. We see people in an entirely new color, new light, right?
所以我们会用耶稣的爱和恩典的眼光去看待别人。
I mean, there are some circles, you guys, maybe you've experienced this. I, 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 I don't experience this a lot, but there are some circles where you stand in the circle and people will ask you what you do, okay?
我们生活里面有很多圈子，你进入那个圈子以后，别人首先就会问你，你是干什么的？
And that's not uncommon. It's not uncommon for people to ask you like what you do, and you say, you know, I'm an engineer, or I'm a pastor, or whatever.
所以这很常见的问题，你是做哪行呢？你是工程师啊？你是牧师啊？这种问题我们常常会被问到。
But there are some people when they're asking you what you do.It is not because they're interested in you, because I don't know if you've ever felt this, but they're trying to size you up.
但是很多圈子里面，别人问你你是做什么的，常常不是因为他们对你感兴趣，而是他们在衡量你的身价。
They want to know where you stand in comparison to them.
他们要看你和他们比起来，身价更高一点呢，还是更低一点？
Or if you're part of the younger generation, some people ask you where you graduated from.
如果你是比较年纪比较轻，可能别人就会问你哪个学校毕业的。
And again, they're not interested in you. They just want to know like where you are in comparison, where you are in the status.
同样的，也不是问这个问题，不是因为对你感兴趣，而是想看看你是什么来头，什么渊源。
Right. Because they're.Before, in our old selves, we see the world in a certain way. We see people. We see God. Before, in our old lives, we relate to the world in a certain way.
所以在我们旧我的老世界里面，我们判断人有一套价值体系和标准。
You know, coming from China, or coming from Taiwan, or coming from Hong Kong, I, as a Christian, as a follower of Christ, you can begin to identify, or in your minds, more so than mine, you can probably pinpoint ways that the culture relates to people that doesn't necessarily correlate with how Christ views people.
那我们来自中港台的背景，成为基督徒以后，我们可能都能够指出一些我们习惯，过去习惯用来评判人的标准，实际上并不符合。
And it is the same in Western culture as well. I mean, there's a certain way that we as the American culture relate to people or look at people that just it doesn't fit with how Jesus Christ views people.
西方文化里面也一样，有一些标准和价值体系是不符合圣经的原则。
But the encouraging news is the greater degree that we are transformed.The greater degree that we will see people like he sees people.
我们生命更新越来越多，那我们就会在评判人的时候就会越来越像基督。
When we receive this new life, it says like we will stop evaluating people like what the world thinks about them. It says once I mistakenly will think of Christ, will think of God in a new way when we have this new life in us.
所以我们一旦有了耶稣基督在我们的心里，在我们的生活里，我们再来看世界上的东西，就会有不同的眼光。
But in fact, it's a whole new way. It's a reorienting of our entire lives, isn't it?
其实是一个整个生命的翻转，整个价值体系的改变。
He says, "What this means is that those who become Christians become new people, new persons."
因为保罗说。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
They are not the same anymore. The old life is gone. The new life has begun.
旧事已过，旧的生活、生命已经过去，都变成新的了。
And so it's a whole reorientation of like how we view people, how we view God, how we view everything in our lives.
我们怎么样看待上帝，怎么样看待生活中的人和事，都应该完全不同。
I brought a few things just so that we could have in our minds this reorientation because we're new people, right? And so everything, as God fills you, as your Holy Spirit, as the Holy Spirit comes in and begins to change you through trials, through people, through the church, everything is reoriented.
那圣灵进入我们心中，通过各种试炼，通过其他人，通过不同的途径，让我们有个更新以后，我们看世界上的东西应该有不同。
And really, we could do a sermon on all these different things, but this is time. Your time begins to be reoriented, right? When you know Jesus Christ, you look at time differently.
那我们看时间的观念不同了。
Yeah, there's just your time, like what you used to value with your time begins to change. It begins to, you have a Christ view of what time looks like.
你有一个基督为导向的时间观了。
Time similar to calendar, what your calendar looks like, how you feel, where you go, where you sit, who you meet with, your calendar begins to change.
你的日程表也应该有不同了。
I mean, we see Christ sometimes where he is so busy ministering. It says that in Mark, it says that he and the disciples were so busy they didn't have time to eat lunch. They didn't have time to eat.
我们看到圣经里，耶稣和他的门徒有的时候传道很忙，连午饭的时间都挤不出来。
Other times, people were wanting to meet with Jesus. They were like looking for him, and he would go off and he would just spend time resting, right?
但有的时候，大众人来找耶稣的时候，耶稣却会退到安静的地方去祷告。
This is a picture of a family, right?
这是我们的家庭。
It changes how we relate to people. It changes our marriage, like how you view your wife, how you view your spouse. God begins to come in and you look at His Word and it begins to change how you relate to your husband, how you relate to your wife.
上帝应该改变我们的人际关系，我们怎么样看待我们的丈夫、我们的妻子、我们的孩子。
How you spend time as a family, how you relate to your children.
你和你的孩子怎么样相处，你们家庭怎么样一起。
And again, as we gathered from Randy's story, it's a slow process, right? It's a process.
就像 Randy 弟兄刚才见证的，这是一个过程。
I asked one of the youth to bring in their piggy bank because this is money, right? Represents money.
这个是储蓄珠，代表我们的金钱观。
There's a scripture that says, "What your treasure is, so your heart will be."
经上说你的财宝在哪里，你的心就在哪里。
The scriptures have just.Scores and scores of passages on how we look and how we view and how we interact with money.
圣经有很多的经文都提到我们应该怎么样看待金钱。
I brought Sarah's shoes in.
这是我太太的球鞋。
This is where we go, like where we end up going. Where does the Lord take us? Where do we end up going? Who are we spending time with? Where we go is reoriented.Where we end up going is reoriented by this new life that's in us.
我们往哪里去，我们的人生方向也应该有一个翻转。
Because it'll take us to spend time with the church, or it'll take us to go out and share the gospel with others. It'll take us. It is where we go is reoriented by the new life.
所以我们的脚是带我们去到教会，还是去到别的地方？这就是一个不同的人生。
And this represents.Represents career, right? Career.
这是我们的事业。
I don't think people carry briefcases anymore. I asked someone like, doesn't
现在好像 carry briefcases? 没什么人背这种包了。
Yeah, I knew a brother who was given a promotion. He was saying like, we have a promotion for you.
有一个弟兄，被告知他要得到一个升迁的机会。
And he actually His boss came, he passed on the promotion. It was a promotion more to a managerial position.
他结果拒绝了这次升职。
But he passed on the promotion. He passed on it because he wanted to, he valued, he felt like, look, if I take this, I understand what will come with this job. And I want to spend time with my family, and I want to give more of my time, my ministry to the church.
因为这次升迁机会会需要他付出在工作上付出更多的时间和精力，而他想要把时间更多的留给家庭和教会的侍奉。
Now I'm not saying that we should pass on promotions. That's not what my point is.
Hey, 我不是叫大家都拒绝升迁的机会。
Who knows the spirit might be giving you the spirit might be leading you in that direction.
因为圣灵也很可能是让你去争取那个升迁机会。
But what I'm saying is the new life that was in this brother expressed itself through how he viewed his time and how he viewed his family and how he viewed his church family.
我想说的是，这个在这个弟兄身上，生命更新的表现就。 呈现在他对时间的和那个事业的不同的眼光。
What I'm saying is different than how many who don't know Christ, how they would view the promotion. It just changed how he viewed it.
这和世俗的人看时间和升迁的眼光就完全不同。
Because our new lives in Christ is a complete reorientation of every area of our life.
所以我们在基督里的新生命应该是我们生命中每一个方方面面都被重新改变的这样的一个过程。
And this is a praise. I mean, I know sometimes when you think about being reoriented in your whole life, it's like, I don't want to be reoriented in my whole life. But this is a praise because, again, the closer you get to Him, the more you look like Him, the more you're filled with Him, the more you look like Him. And it's a praise.
我们有的时候我们可能说很挣扎，我们实际我们不想被改变，但是实际上这是一个真的是赞美主的这样的一个机会，因为我们的生命被改变以后，我们就会跟主更亲近。
And the key is found in verse 18.
这些生命更新的关键写在 18节。
As we'll finish out our passage here, it says, all this newness of life is from God, who brought us back to Himself through what Christ did.
十八节说，一切都是出于神，他借着基督使我们与他和好，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。
You see, He is the source. He is the absolute source of being renewed and being reoriented, right?
所以他是更新的源头，基督是更新的源头。
He is the source of our transformation, where we're going to look different. We'll still look like us, but we're just going to look and feel different. We're going to feel and look more like Him.
我们里面完全翻转生命更新的源头在于耶稣基督。
But then it doesn't stop there, right? It says this, and God has given us the task of reconciling people to Him. For God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself.No longer counting people's sins against them. This, go ahead and read.
但这不仅仅是个人自己生命的更新。十八节还说，又将劝人与他和好的职分赐给我们。这就是神在基督里叫世人与自己和好，不将他们的过犯归到他们身上。
Says this is the wonderful message He has given us to tell others.
并且将这和好的道理托付给了我们。
It's this message of reconciliation.
这是与主与上帝和好的福音。
It's this message of you can be back with God, you can be a friend with God, you can be connected with God, you can have Him as a father, you can be His son or daughter.
是可以重新和主和好，重新可以称呼上帝为我们的父亲。和我们的朋友和他重新有一个亲密关系这样的福音。
See, our transformation is for the benefit of others.
所以我们的生命更新也是为了造福他人。
Verse 20, we are Christ's ambassadors, and God is using us to speak to you. We urge you, as though Christ Himself were here, pleading with you, be reconciled to God.
所以我们做基督的使者，二十节。所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神借着我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。
For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ.
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
So church family, are you ready to surrender? Are you ready to be submitted to the Lord this year?
弟兄姐妹们，我们准备愿意降服在神面前吗？
Ready to just be connected in with Him and grow in Him together?
愿意准备好了和神亲密的连接吗？
Could I have the worship team come on up?
请敬拜小组上来。
As the worship team comes up, why don't we bow our heads in prayer?
低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you that you gave us Christ who never sinned to be the sin offering for our sin.
天父，我们感谢你，你是那无罪的基督为我们的罪受死。
So that we could be reconciled to you, that we could have a relationship with you.
让我们能够和你和好，重新有亲密的关系。
And we give thanks to you that not only were you the way, but you're also the means for our transformation.
我们感谢你，你不但是生命道路，你也是我们生命更新的唯一途径。
You gave the church a gift, the gift of the Holy Spirit.
你给了我们珍贵的礼物，圣灵。
And we pray that your Holy Spirit would wash over us, would fill us, would warm our hearts towards you and towards one another.
我们祈求圣灵能够充满我们的心，把我们带到你的面前。
We pray that in 2015, as we walk intimately with you, as our church walks with you, that you would begin to just transform us, just move in us.
让我们整个教会在2015年能够和你亲密的同行，在这过程中生命得到更新。
That we would experience the blessing of knowing you, the blessing of being transformed.
我们得到祝福，生命得以更新。
But also that you would use us to pass that blessing on to others, that we would benefit one another and those outside the church.
也激励我们，用我们能够把福音传给其他人，造福他人。
And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen.